News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And I am Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards, who is at home right now watching the Nutcracker on an old scratchy VHS tape like he does every year. And he was unable to join us tonight. Actually, he'll be back in January after he's had a good long holiday rest. Until then, I am in the chair and keeping you sort of up to date on what's going on in the world and introducing you to really super interesting people like my next guest. This is something that Jim does every week. It's a feature called Ask a Blank Something, anything you want. So it's ask a hypnotist anything, ask a porn star anything. Today, we're saying ask a social media star anything that you want. And I'll give you the number. It's 1-855-633-1010. 1-855-633-1010. If you have questions for my next guest, Brittle Star, a.k.a. Stuart Reynolds, he has so many followers on Twitter and on Instagram and all over online. It'll make your eyeballs dance just watching how quickly his Twitter feed scrolls through. It's really something. Stuart, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, of course. I kind of wish I was a hypnotist porn star now.
You know what? Something to aspire to for 2023.
You're never too old to have goals.
That's right.
The thing.
That's right. So you are the internet's favorite dad. That is unproven, but that's your tagline. But you are a social media star. And this is a job that has come up only in the last 10 years, 10, maybe 12 years. You've been doing it for almost that long. How did it start for you? How did you become a social media maven?
I prefer social media darling.
But, yes, I like that too.
I mean, I think, you know, it started because I enjoyed entertaining people and I wanted to make myself laugh first and foremost. And the means of production to becoming a social media darling is really just a phone, which I had in my pocket anyway. So I thought, well, I'll just give it a shot and try it. And then we ended up having a viral video and in about a few more viral videos after that. And then about a month after the first one, Disney contacted us and said, hey, we'd like to pay you to make these. And I was like, you can make money doing this? This is insanity. And then it just kind of rolled on from there. It hasn't been smooth sailing, of course, like all the time, but it's been pretty good. I mean, I haven't had to have a real job in a long time, so it's all right.
What was the first video that went viral?
So the first video that went viral was something called Put Your Finger on the Screen, where it looked like you could literally put your finger on the screen of your phone while the video was playing, and you could move the video up and down while it was playing, and it made it look like the video was interactive. It made it look like you were having an effect on what was happening in the video. So like I'd spill a glass of water, you would like tickle my kid, you would knock things over, you'd do that kind of stuff. And it went crazy viral. Like there was, it was on TV shows, like TV shows copied it, newspapers did it. It just went everywhere. There was porn, speaking of porn stars, there was porn versions of it. It was really, really distressing. But at the same time, fantastic. And yeah, that was the first one that kind of really, really took off. And we decided we'll do some more of those, and then we'll try to branch out to other areas because there's only so many things you can knock over. You know what I mean?
Well, your videos have changed over the years. And I think during the pandemic, they really start. I mean, of all the terrible dumpster fire, you know, of that was happening on Twitter at the time, your videos are always something I look forward to seeing because there's a positive message to them, and you don't look to you know, make people feel worse about their lives. You're really all about uplift.
Well, I mean, I try to be. I think that was one of the weird things that happened at the start of the pandemic was realizing, well, first of all, when the pandemic hit, you know, our bread and butter is largely branded content. So right. Meaning like people, brands will come to me and saying, hey, can you make a video and include our brand somehow in our messaging and that kind of stuff. And in that first sort of 2 weeks of the pandemic hitting in March 2020, we lost a year's worth of business. It all just evaporated. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what am I going to do with this. And I have a pretty decent platform, and maybe I could use that to help. You know, maybe I could use that to make people feel like they're not alone, but they're doing the right thing. That we got to help each other, and just basically try to help with, like, you know, public health messaging and that type of thing. And Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the impetus for why I got started doing this stuff in the pandemic, and that just kind of kept going. And of course, it doesn't hurt that you have a captive audience. When people have limited options, they can't go out to see a movie or something. You know what I mean? So they're desperate for entertainment, and I was right there, so that was just timing.
I'm speaking with Stuart Reynolds, a.k.a. Brittle Star. You can find him all over online. The Twitter feed is where I follow him, and if you want to ask him a question, give me a call, 1-855-633-1010. You can find out how you, too, can become a social media star. I think that one of the things that has made you so popular is not just the videos that are very clever, and they are very clever, but that they feel authentic. There's something about them that doesn't feel contrived. I don't feel like I'm being sold something, even though you do have like a vodka brand and there is swag and stuff. But I don't feel like I'm being sold something. And I think authenticity is so important to this particular corner of the world.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that authenticity, the reason it's so important is because the medium is so intimate, right? Like, mm-hmm. The majority of people are watching you on their phones, which they're holding in their hands. So they're like, they're cradling you in their hands as they're, you know, sitting in the bus, they're sitting in the bathroom, they're in bed, they're on the couch, and they've got their headphones on probably. And so there's like a very much a relationship you're building with your viewer. And that authenticity, I mean, you don't want to have someone in that position who feels very vulnerable, and you don't want to betray that relationship. You don't want to sort of, you know, be too heavy-handed or to be too glitzy. And I think it also helps the fact that I'm a middle-aged slub. I think that's it. I think I've set my own bar so low that it makes it very easy, and it makes me seem very honest.
Weren't you shooting something in Vancouver and you overheard the co-stars of the video that you were shooting, and they were talking about you? And you've told me this. I'm not giving away anything you know, out of school here, but I thought it was so funny, and I loved how you kind of embraced it.
I like how I feel. I'm pretending this is like a Brian Lanahan moment. This is really good. I like it. We were filming a pilot for a show called Hotel Bellicombe, mm-hmm. and one of the two people I was working with on this, of the sort of like the main people that were part of this project, said to the other guy, "He's just funny to look at, isn't he?" And I was like, "I'll take that as a compliment, I guess."
It's the key to success.
Yeah, that's right.
It must
just be funny looking. That's it.
And how often then do you release a video? You hear about burnout often in terms of social media as a career, because you are expected to feed that beast. You got to have videos up all the time. You have to do new stuff. I don't get that sense from you. I feel like maybe you figured it out.
Well, I mean, there's a little bit of a trick to it, but I mean, you're right in that social media in general, and for a number of years, has, including YouTube, has just been based on that maintaining profile. And that means, maintaining content flow, making sure you're constantly putting new stuff out to people. And I think that's, you know, it's important to do that. I remember reading an interview or an article rather ages ago with the beginning of like MP3s being downloaded for music and stuff, and that whole market exploding. And a musician did an article saying, you know, can I make a living doing this? And he discovered that yes, he could if he put out an album a week, because then people wouldn't forget about him. And it's like, well, that's a pretty high bar to set for yourself. And it's kind of the same thing on social media, like for creating new videos. So I will do, like, there's been weeks when I've done 4 to 5 videos. More often than not, it gets cut down to sort of like maybe 1 or 2. And I should probably do a bit more than that. But it's only, there's only so much you can do. But I'll tell you, though, one of my secrets for anyone else doing social media and has been doing it for a number of, you know, who's been doing it for a while, it was actually Drew Scott, one of the Property mm-hmm. Brothers, who said to me, "How many videos have you made so far?" And at the time, I was like, I don't know, like 1,100 videos at that point. And he's like, "Just do reruns. Like, just... You know, like, do yep. like people who follow you now haven't seen that video you put out 2 years ago. There's people who follow you now who haven't seen that video you put out 6 months ago. So don't feel bad about putting out content that you've already put out, thinking, you know, that you've somehow saturated the internet, because it just doesn't work like that.
You are giving away secrets to how to become a social media star. We're almost out of time in this segment. Brittle star Stuart Reynolds is going to stick around for the next one on News Talk tonight. You can call him with questions, 1-855-633-1010. I still have lots more questions to ask him. We're having fun here. Stay with me. There's lots more show to come.
News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Sean's usually pretty good with the music selections, but I'm a little annoyed with him right now bringing us back with that music. But nonetheless, the show goes on. I'm Richard Krause on News Talk Tonight, sitting in for Jim Richards, who was sitting at home waiting for Santa to arrive. He'll be back in January. Right now, I'm speaking with Brittle Star, a.k.a. Stuart Reynolds, a social media star with hundreds of thousands of followers. How many online looks do you have? The last time I checked, it was like over 600 million.
Yeah, I think that needs to be updated. I think we're just about touching 700 million total views now, which is crazy. And I know there's lots of, what's funny is that there's, you know, peers of mine who have been making videos for as long as I have, or close to as long as I have, who have well over that amount, like have billions of views. But I mean, for me, I'm pretty happy with that. That's a lot of people. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of people. And I think one of the reasons that people go back to your material is that it often feels fresh. So if something isn't working, and I know that a year or so ago, maybe we tried to do a game show kind of thing, and I don't know that you were happy with the way that it turned out, and we just move on. You see the numbers, and it's immediate on social media. You can tell what works and what doesn't immediately.
Yeah, there's very little guesswork in social media, right? I mean, you're talking about this, the panel show that we did last year, which I loved, and I loved the concept for it. I loved you on it. You were fantastic, by the way. It was really, really fun to do. But then the thing about social media is that there's just numbers. There's a bottom line. It's in your face all the time. So you're looking at it, you're going, nope, that's not going to go. And you have to give yourself, you can't be too hard on yourself. You can sort of think, well, maybe if we do like five more of these, maybe it'll eventually catch on. But at the same time, you're like, you know, I could do five more of these, or I could do one more that I know that's going to get something, get some bigger numbers next week. So maybe I'll try that instead. It's a bit cruel, but at the same time, it's also kind of nice to sort of know concretely that what you might have thought is great, only a few people think is great compared to what, you know, you thought maybe was okay. And then a whole bunch of people thought was great.
Well, my wife, who, you know, loves you,
yes.
She just texted me and said, this segment is great, which suggests that she didn't think the other ones were as good, because I didn't hear from her for the first hour of the show. Anyway, that's all. I'm throwing that out there. I'm just throwing that out there.
You've married above your station. That's all I'm saying.
I have married above my station. I'm speaking with Brittle Star, a.k.a. Stuart Reynolds. If you have a question for him, how to be a social media maven, how to be a social media darling, give me a call, 1-855-633-1010. You can ask Brittle Star directly. One of the things that I think is cool about the online life and the way that you work, I know you do some corporate work with big companies and that kind of thing, but if you have an idea in the morning, you can have it up and in front of an audience just hours later. And I think that's really cool. There's a real freedom to that.
Oh, for sure. Sure. I mean, that's a huge attraction to this whole medium for me. I mean, a great example of that was back in January of 2020, there was the Pickering nuclear power generation warning that was sent out, the Amber Alert type thing, emergency alert that was sent out to the residents of Ontario nearby Pickering nuclear power plant. And it was like, I remember waking up at 7:30 in the morning at this, it was a Sunday morning, waking up and seeing this, you know, Amber Alert type thing on my phone, going, and usually I'll check them and be like, oh, okay. And I looked over and I was like, okay, Pickering, no, it doesn't have anything to do with us. And I put my phone back down. Then I sort of sat up and I was like, I think I read the word radioactive in there. So I opened the phone up again. I was like, oh yeah, no, it does say that there's a radioactive incident that's happened. That's not good. And so I was immediately up in a panic and did not, there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. But I was up in a panic and I thought, well, I'll try to, I guess, wait sort of for more news to happen. And then by about maybe 8:30 or something, they had announced that it was a test, that they would mistakenly sent it out. It was supposed to be internal. It wasn't supposed to go to the public. And I was like, this is going to be great. I'm making a video. So I made a video and it was out by 9:30. I did the whole thing where I was like green screened and I was like at the nuclear power generation station and running these, you know, tests and these two workers talking to each other and saying, you know, just send it internally. And the guy says, just internally. Uh-oh. And, you know, the whole thing, I'm in my pajama bottoms. If you cut to a wide shot, I'm just in my pajama bottoms. But I remember the fun thing about that was that I had made the video, and it was another hour after my video had been posted, and an hour after that, the provincial government came out to the public and said, listen, everyone be calm, it's okay. And I was like, it's too late. I've already told, you know, 80,000 people that it's fine, so don't worry about it.
You put the province collective minds at rest. We have Craig on the line from Montreal. Craig, you are on Twitch, and you want to ask Stuart a question.
Yeah, I'm a small-time streamer on Twitch, video games, you know, whatever's popular.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice on how to make content more interesting?
Well, the weird thing is, Craig, I mean, first of all, is that you don't discount how many people are watching. Because, I mean, if you have one person watching occasionally, that's pretty cool. If you can get 20 people, that's amazing. You think about those people in a room, and that's quite something.
I'm up to around 160.
I mean, that's a lot of people. Imagine those people in your house. That's a lot of people. Or imagine them at a bar or something. I mean, that's still a lot of people. So I think that, you know, one of the weird things about making content for social media is that the more you try, sometimes the worse the content gets. You have to just let yourself come through. You have to just, again, as what Richard said, you know, that authenticity is really, really important, because there's a term called parasocial relationships, and it's basically the crux of social media content. So people who are watching your Twitch streams are feeling connected with you. They feel like they're, if you're doing video games, for Zach, like play-alongs, is that the kind of thing you're doing, like play along sort of stuff?
Yeah, exactly. And the chat is very interactive.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's the thing, is that the people are tuning in to play the game with you. You don't have to offer them too much more than your company in that kind of environment, and people will be really happy with that, because they feel like they're your friend, they feel like that you're an engaging character, that you're just fun to hang out with, and that's all you have to offer them. And the less you try at pushing beyond that, I think the more successful you'll be. I think they have to just trust the fact that people like you. I mean, if you've got 160 people tuning in to watch, they're watching because of you. They can watch that game anywhere, but they're coming to watch you. So just be yourself. I know it sounds cliched, but it's really true.
Awesome. Thanks.
Craig, that was Craig from Montreal. Thanks for calling in. That was sage advice.
Thank
you. You're the king. The king of social media. Sage advice from the king of social media. You have done some cool things. So you live in Stratford, and I love that, you know, it's not a situation where you're like, I got to move to New York, Toronto, LA, somewhere to make this happen. You were able to stay near where you grew up and just make that happen. That's so very cool. But you also, from that home base, you do collaborations with people like Ryan Reynolds, the Property Brothers, Gordon Ramsay. I mean, this
Gordon's brother, Graham.
And Graham, who is, frankly, the funnier one.
it's fantastic. I mean, I love the fact that social media, specifically in digital media, or if you want to say digital media, I guess, digital content, the means of production are kind of anywhere, and that means you can create anything you want from anywhere. And I think that was really underlined during, you know, one of the few benefits of the pandemic was coming out of it, realizing that, yeah, this is cool. I can be anywhere, and I can create content. You know, people would do meetings, and now people are doing videos. I mean, it's just quite sort of de rigueur to have a podcast guest who's zooming in, and that's just amazing to be able to do that. And I think especially for me growing up, I used to yearn for rock stardom, but at the same time, I wanted to be a rock star from my basement. I kind of I wanted to make like music and albums in my basement, and then maybe occasionally go out into the world, but just kind of mainly do it from that small environment. And I've been able to do that. And that's, you know, I often think to myself, one of the cool things about my job is that I used to watch SCTV, and I loved SCTV, and I still do. And I thought, I want to be able to do that except for my house. And that's kind of what I've been been able to do, which is amazing.
Stuart, thank you so much. We're almost out of time. I just have two things to say. A, you've got a podcast called Game Changers, which you can find at brittlestar.com. I haven't been invited to be on it, but that's cool. You also have merchandise. And earlier today, when I was doing the promo for this show, one of the other co-hosts had one of your masks with your thing on it. So you're everywhere. Your merch is everywhere. Find it at peacelovecanada.ca. We got to go. We're out of time. This has been awesome. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thanks so much for having me, Richard. I appreciate it.